Drone footage suggests that Russian forces are pounding Okhoretyne, a village in the troubled Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. Residents have scrambled to flee the town, which had a population of about 3,000 before the war, including a 98-year-old woman who reportedly walked almost 10 kilometers or 6 miles alone last week. The upheaval comes ahead of the expected arrival of more Western weapons, including from the United States, where President Joe Biden signed a package containing $61 billion in military assistance for Ukraine. Already, Moscow claims that its forces shot down 4 U.S.-provided long-range missiles over the Crimean Peninsula, which Moscow illegally annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Elsewhere, Russia has, in recent weeks, stepped up attacks on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. Officials say it is an attempt to batter the region's energy infrastructure and terrorize its 1.3 million residents, with several people reportedly killed and injured in recent days. Kiev hit back, with officials saying Saturday that a Ukrainian drone damaged telecommunications infrastructure on the outskirts of Belgorod, a Russian city some 50 kilometers or 31 miles from the Ukrainian border. While clashes escalate, Moscow has condemned the growing Western involvement as the war enters its third year. The Kremlin also said recent statements by French President Emmanuel Macron and Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron are dangerous and will deepen international tensions. In an interview this week, Macron repeated an earlier comment that he doesn't rule out sending troops to Ukraine. Separately, Cameron said during a visit to Kiev this week that Ukraine will be able to use British long-range weapons to strike targets inside Russia.
In terms of what the Ukrainians do, in our view, it is their decision about how to use these weapons. They're defending their country. They were illegally invaded by Putin, and they must take those steps. We don't discuss any caveats that we put on those things, but let's be absolutely clear. Russia has launched an attack into Ukraine, and Ukraine absolutely has the right to strike back at Russia.
Cameron also pledged £3 billion, some $3.8 billion annually, for, in his words, as long as it is necessary, to help Ukraine. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.